1520 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Five people were killed, more than two dozen hurt, in a mass shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs.
Where are we supposed to go? How are we supposed to feel safe in our environment when it just got shot up?
Other customers overpowered the alleged gunman.
Police say the shooter is Anderson Lee Aldridge, a 22-year-old man who has been arrested and is in custody. He is currently in the hospital with injuries. Police say Aldridge entered Club Q and immediately began shooting once he entered. Police found two firearms on scene, including a long rifle.
KCNC-TV reporter Justin Adams, there is no word yet on a motive. Nor in Moscow, Idaho, where local, state, and federal investigators still have no suspect either. That in last week's stabbing killings of four University of Idaho students at a house near the campus. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
We've had 646 tips received, and all will be processed, vetted, investigated, and cleared. We've done over 90 interviews in this case so far.
The board of Disney has fired its CEO and is bringing back the previous chief executive, Bob Iger. Well, the deluge is about over and not a moment too soon. In western New York, the Buffalo area is buried in snow, feet of snow, like 6 or 7 feet, possibly a new record.
The dig out is now underway. Hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment have been moved in to clear streets after 3 days of snowfall. In fact, the town of Orchard Park, the home of the Buffalo Bills, was hit the hardest with a record 77 inches. So much snow that the team was forced to play its game in Detroit.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. Now to a much warmer place with absolutely no snow and games underway. Soccer's World Cup in the Persian Gulf. Correspondent Roxana Saberi is there.
Qatar and FIFA, world soccer governing body, hope the spotlight turns to the tournament after years of controversy over the treatment of migrant workers who built the stadiums, Qatar's laws criminalizing same-sex relations, and whether this Muslim nation of roughly 3 million people could host more than 1 million visitors. This is the smallest country to host the world's biggest sporting event.
And its team played and lost on day one to Ecuador. Back in competition, the U.S. team will open later today. Amtrak's Empire Builder passenger train from Chicago to Seattle is blocked east of Glacier National Park. That because of a disabled freight train that is blocking the tracks.
We were told we would be stuck here for 6 to 8 hours while they tried to disentangle this derailment inside the tunnel.
Except for that, passenger and retired journalist Mike Conlon says conditions aboard the Empire Builder are not bad. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-278-7455.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 32. Lows level off around 13. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 35. 39 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa, I'm walking on sunshine. Whoa,
hands on to feel good. Hey, all right now, hands on to feel good. You know, Mike Pence had one very splendid day, which was January 6th, where he really conducted himself honorably and maintained his oath of office. And at other points in the Trump presidency, I felt that he was acting with, you know, the invertebrate sycophancy to Donald Trump. Yeah. And he seems to now be trying to cater to the pro-Trump movement. I don't know if that works as a matter of politics, but as a matter of constitutional commitment, it doesn't work very well. It would be much better if he accepted this process for what it is. We're trying to get at the truth and to tell the American people the truth.
Representative Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Green and
Sexy Liberal D.C. That's
yes,
right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of love, Lori in Pueblo says, Steph, I figured out my selfie game. Here I am with my triple Dr. Gundry threat. Have a blessed day, you sexy liberals. It's by Vital Reds by
yeah.
Dr. Gundry.
Yeah.
Drink up. Glug, glug, glug. I mixed in some MAGA salty tears from the
that helps.
From the midterms.
It helps to cut the...
It's been a great week, and you know the cherry on top of a great week. Yeah. Yeah. What?
Good morning.
We were just talking about the beautiful picture I tweeted of you and Speaker Pelosi and John and I at San Francisco Sexy Liberal. Remember, we all smushed together in a little love hug.
I was just saying, you know, I'll give you your roses in public, Stephanie. Thank you so much. I mean, if not for you, we would not have had experiences like meeting the amazing Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. What a rock star, right? Do you remember that night I was saying to John, remember you could hear a pin drop in that theater when she spoke?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you were saying, like, you don't know what leadership is until you see it, until you experience it. It was just, right?
And to me, that is one of the most important thing about the January, one of the most important things about the January 6th hearings is getting to see that footage of her and Representative Clyburn and Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, being leaders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doing the thing that nobody else was doing.
Yeah.
I'll say it over and over and over again. When Donald Trump abdicated his responsibility as president of the United States to stop that riot, to take over the United States government. We had a madam president.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if you heard the caller from Georgia just talking about, you know, running into a Trumper that said, I wish Nancy Pelosi had been home and I wish she, you know. And I just, I don't know what percentage of people are just horrible in this country, mm-hmm. but I have to hope these midterms told us what we say all the time, that there's more of us than them. That hopefully it is not that high a percentage of people that are just horrible beyond any partisan labels.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that percentage of horrible people, there's a percentage of that are crazy, you know, that are incapacitated in many ways. And then there's a percentage of that I think, had they not been given permission, a permission structure by Trump, had they not been the head bully in chief who made bullying and kindness, you know, bullying is a good thing and kindness is the enemy and general civility is a problem, like, they wouldn't behave that way.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what would happen in their hearts, but they wouldn't behave that way. And that's the fact that we've allowed civility to go. And I look at Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy, the leadership, at least currently of the elected officials, they've had nothing to say about that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the big announcement at Mar-a-Lago. Kathleen Madigan was on yesterday. She compared it to when comedians have to play, you know, ear and ear clubs as their career downward spirals. So I don't know what that was, kind of like a chuckle hut.
Yeah.
Palm Beach chuckle hut. Yeah.
You wish it was a chuckle hut. That was some fan's living room.
I compared it to the prom at Carrie's, because like Carrie, you know, they locked the doors and out come the pig's blood.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought what Kathleen Madigan said was perfect. She's like, you have to really think about your public speaking skills if the only way that people will listen to you is if you lock the doors. Like, you really, it is time to take a look at your oratory. If that is how
he seemed bored by his own speech, frankly, right? That was low energy.
There was one video shot that I saw of, like, people just milling about. Like, he's up there talking. People are milling about, taking selfies with each other, not paying any attention to him at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because it doesn't matter what he says.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's absolutely irrelevant what he says. The point is them being there. The point is we're here. We're getting checked it off our list. Mm-hmm. We're in the Nazi cabal. Everybody can see that. The point is always and forever know that we live in their minds, that all they ever think about is how they can hurt us. That's all they ever think about. You're going about your life trying to help other people, trying to live, trying to find some joy. We are living in their brains rent-free.
Yeah. They and I mean,
and laughing at them.
Oh, yeah. Enjoying. Oh, gosh, yes.
Enjoying.
On a continuous basis.
But you kind of feel the act having worn thin, even on, obviously, Republicans. You've seen some of the, you know, Fox News and some of the right-wing editorials and all that stuff. I mean, I just think everyone's exhausted by him.
It's really, really, it is exhausting. But on top of it, I agree with Representative Raskin, what he said, which is, you know, it would have been nice if the thing that made people realize they shouldn't be backing him was, I don't know, his the insurrection or his racism or any of those things. That might have been nice.
I think it was Brian Karam said he's like that husk of popcorn in America's teeth, or the cancer that won't go away no matter how much chemo. Yeah.
Not even a toothpick can get out. It's that one that's lodging there so tight.
Oh, you need one of those dental floss things. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jamie Raskin, since you brought it up. Yeah. Representative Raskin. And Jamie Raskin. And Cedar.
They will tell you that from everything we learned, we know that the former president was incensed and enraged when he was not being taken to the Capitol. He was adamant that he'd be able to join the mob approach and enter the Capitol with them. So that seems like that was very much on his mind during the course of the day. Of course, it's remarkable to any reasonable observer in the United States of America or around the world that a president would be egging on an armed and evidently dangerous mob in order to attack the capital of his own country. But that's precisely what happened.
Francis, you're the only one here that's raised a child. Is the car seat goes in the back, right? Do you think he would have been in a car seat just for this kind of, you know, because he seems like he has rage gasms fairly often?
Yes. Yeah. Make sure he's strapped down. That was their problem. on that day, on January 6th. They had not strapped the toddler into his rage seat, okay? Then he got free, and, you know, his rage, his tiny baby rage hands went for their necks.
Little tiny orange hands trying to make it to the front seat, yeah.
I thought a car seat goes in the front seat.
No.
No.
Oh, my God, you would kill
Francis
Silver.
Is the only one that knows. None of us raise
children. Really, Chris. No, for real, no. Okay.
No. Yeah. No. No. It goes in the back.
No. Okay. That's the most dangerous seat in the car, actually. The passenger seat up front is the most dangerous
seat
in the car.
That's the hood ornament seat if there's a crash. Yeah. Okay. One more for Jamie Raskin.
That's why I don't have children.
Yeah, thank God.
But Donald Trump really went to bed the night before, on the evening of January 5th, believing that he was going to be staying in office for another 4 years. And he believed that through the day. And even after the whole plot was foiled through the heroic intervention of our officers and the determination of Congress to go back into session and count the real electors, even after that, they were still looking for a way to seize the presidency against the constitutional order.
Francois, what is your, let me take your temperature today on will Donald Trump ever be indicted? We were saying Sunny Hostin.
Mm-hmm.
So she has DOJ sources that are saying they think there's going to be indictment sometime between, what was it, 60 and 90 days?
30 to 90 days.
30 to 90. Ooh, like it better.
It's a big window.
Yeah.
I know there better be. I know that.
You know, that's a whole bunch of cycles there, 30 to 90 days. A whole bunch of things can happen in 30 to 90 days.
Oh, let me tell you something about the crazy that's just behind my eyes. You can see it if you're watching on Free Speech TV. It's just, I don't even blink anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the glasses or you're just getting closer to the camera, but yeah.
I'm not even moving. That's how mad I am. The anger is vibrating and making it seem like I'm in motion.
So the bad news is, narrowly, we lost the House. Jamie Raskin on the J6 Commission.
Well, you know, one always wishes for more times when completing, for more time when completing an investigation.
Yeah.
But I will tell you that all of the major elements of this hit on American democracy have been exposed. And we know about the effort to get the legislatures to override the people, to get the election officials to change the results, and then the effort to get Vice President Pence to step outside his constitutional role and just anoint Donald Trump the president. So the public understands all of those things. There are many more details to come, and history will unfold some of them for us.
So I guess they're trying to decide whether they're going to do criminal referrals or not. I don't know if it matters. Don't you like the sound of like Liz Cheney, special prosecutor? I feel like she will follow him to the gates of hell.
Yes. I'm just so confused, though, because I thought, okay, go with me on this. For instance, didn't you think like you broke the law?
Right.
You continued to break the law.
Right.
At some point, the law will be like, you know what?
I'm gonna come get you.
He was literally with election 2 months ago, still calling people and asking them to invalidate the 2020 election. He's still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like we're sitting here watching somebody continually rob the same store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just keep watching him and going, okay, any day now. We
have to wait for him to stop robbing it before we.
Right.
Yeah. He has to actually stop the crime before we can, I guess, arrest him. I guess that's
this is not hard. Yeah. This is a man. I was thinking this morning we should take his passport, but then I realized you don't have to take his passport. He can't get anywhere by himself. You know, like, it's like he's capable of running and hiding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'll just follow the ketchup stains.
If there's not a McDonald's nearby, he's not there. Like, this is not difficult. Like, we don't have to worry about it.
All right, so we, because we're liberal helpers, have been talking about how we might help Herschel Walker, reach his new dream.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Favorite one, and I just want to set this up. He was on Hannity last night.
Oh, okay.
And it was the St. Jude's commercial with Lindsey Graham sitting there with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So. All right, are you ready for Angela? We waited for
Could we ever be?
Okay.
We're going to go out and win the Senate seat for the great people of Georgia.
And by the way, Herschel, you got to tell Lindsey that you were pretty impressed when we did push-ups in my radio studio one day together. I think you got to work on Lindsey. I'm not sure if he can do 10 or 20 at this point. We got to work on him. I don't do as many as you, but I do at least 100 to 200 a day. If you will give TeamHerschel.com right now tonight, I will do 50 push-ups on your show, but you got to give now.
And I will make sure he's doing the 50 push-ups.
I want to know, are they going to be 50 consecutive push-ups, or are you going to take a break? They'll be done in the same day I start.
Okay, that was gayer than the Top Gun volleyball scene.
Yep.
Okay, that was super gay.
This is the thing. We've had to endure months and months and months of the media saying the Democrats didn't have a good message. They weren't messaging properly. Could you tell me what messaging was just going on?
Lindsey Graham can't do push-ups.
Something. Right. Vampire, werewolf, push-ups.
I thought it was about the economy. I'm just trying to understand.
Can I just say, we texted this week, as we tend to do, but I saved this tweet for you, because here's the part that's, you know, like the, because a little part of my soul also dies every time we play Herschel Walker. Caitlin in Texas said, my racist uncles are loving this. They eat up watching Herschel display every negative trope they've ever painted black people as being like while laughing at him. And they'd vote, yeah. And they'd vote for him too. Use him to do the GOP bidding, knowing he'll do as he's told, quote unquote. You should hear them talk. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you, every time I play, I'm just like, oh, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Because he is, can I say, Moist Dream, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. He is their racist, happy adult time dream. That's what he is. That's what he is.
Yes. He is their racist wet dream. He really is. He's just.
Oh, I just say wet dream. Yes. He is a racist wet dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is my problem. He has yet to tell us, if he were elected, who's going to make the biscuits.
And I think your point, Francis, is there's some man whores up in this house. There's some man whores, like Lindsey Graham, up in this house. Okay.
I did like both of them in Django Unchained. I thought their whole sequence where Herschel was Lindsey's, butler, I thought it was a very touching relationship. I'm glad to see that it's true as performers outside of the film that they have the same relationship.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the supporter of the big lie, Genucel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't mind cheating. Listen, I use the daytime, the nighttime. You know what I do? I rotate my daytime creams. I sometimes use XV.
Wow.
Sometimes the Ultra Retinol. Sometimes I use the primer. Sometimes the, the probiotic?
The serum?
And I always use the under eye cream.
Yes,
for the wrinkles and for the dark circles.
It allows you to remain an ingenue.
Yes, and also, Thanksgiving's coming. I use the neck cream.
No waddle.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. It's waddle be gone. That's what I call it. This Thanksgiving, you can save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. And check this out. From now till Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. Just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GENUCEL. .com/Stephanie.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the guys in your life aren't boring, right? So don't give them boring gifts. Give them a gift from mancrates.com. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or how about the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in a unique container, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crate gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He'll think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get him that crowbar to open that Man Crate. Now through November 21st, Stephanie Miller Show listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. The code is RADIO15 to get 15% off at mancrates.com. Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a gram-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a MasterClass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time, go to masterclass.com/Stephanie.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, yes, it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Fridays with Frangela. The final word, idiot of the week. They're just must-listens. MSWmedia.com, Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. I feel like this might have already made idiot, but Indiana cop visits school to teach kids how to be good police and then accidentally shoots one of them.
Oh.
I haven't heard this.
I haven't heard this at all.
Okay.
Everyone's fine.
Yes. Visit school
the child is fine.
To teach children how to be good law enforcement officials, but wound up accidentally shooting one of his prospective pupils. He was running a drill with students on how police handle a purported bad guy.
That's accurate. Yeah, there we go.
I was at this point, the officer's weapon accidentally discharged and resulted in the injury of one of the students. As Travis said, everybody's fine, but I feel like I'm reading your thought bubbles about how that is a lesson and how
it's all lesson.
How you might.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz,
Jerry Reed,
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 22 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun, tomorrow, highs around 32. Lows level off around 13, tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies. mainly sunny skies Tuesday with daytime highs approaching 35. 39 Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
The Judiciary Committee, the political nature of the Justice Department, and the linkage now to what was happening with the Hunter Biden story. Again, just 15 days before we have a presidential election.
Oh, dear Jesus. That's going to be the next 2 years.
It
Representative
is.
Jackass McNojacket.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Jordan, fast-talking mother...
Pardon me. How do you really feel?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim Jordan. That's what we're going to be.
Jim Jordan should be in jail.
Yes.
Oh, why are we talking to Jim Jordan? Jim, I let children be touched in my presence, Jordan.
Yeah. Yep.
When is that George Clooney film coming out?
Not soon enough.
Okay.
Not soon enough. Thank you, Travis.
I'm just saying, I still have a dream that, like, all these insurrectionist motherfuckers go down, and then we flip the house and flip back to blue, and then Jim Jordan goes to jail for the others.
Goes to the jail?
It should happen. They are, in fact, seditious traitors.
Thank you.
This is ridiculous. Jim Jordan?
One more. Jim Jordan. Okay.
We're committed to getting to the truth.
Yeah, God.
The facts. We think that's what the American people are entitled to. We're gonna try to help Representative Comer and the team here at Oversight with our work on judiciary, but with a specific focus on what the FBI was doing. We know these 51 former intel officials, they got security clearance. How often are they talking to the FBI? Are they talking to the FBI? Who's doing the talking? Who's doing the briefing? Were they briefed? There's so many questions that need answered so we can get to the bottom of this.
You know, I know what you meant when you were like, I don't even know what he's talking about. I don't even know what he's... This is... We're going to have 2 years of this.
And yet, again and again and again, I can't hear nothing out of Jim Jordan's mouth. Nothing until he tells me the truth and the facts about kids that got touched while he was working there.
Yeah.
Those are the questions I need to understand. I don't understand why he's representing people while he let people be touched. And if we don't keep on hammering the fact that this is a man who allowed a molester to be free.
Yeah.
For a movement that allegedly is surrounded by, you know, animated by the need to address pedophilia and to address criminal conduct against children, to have Jim Jordan be one of your spokespeople, like, it is absolutely insane.
The head of the QAnon caucus. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Jim Jordan.
Do you think the January 6th insurrectionists have been wrongly imprisoned?
I didn't say anything. All I said is we're going to look at the politics of the Justice Department based on the fact that we have had 14 different, actually more than 14 now, whistleblowers come talk to us. That's what we're going to focus on.
And my last question is, what are the grounds?
If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, this is kind of a big deal, we think. If we can keep it about Hunter Biden, that would be great.
Hunter Biden's not elected to office. This to me makes McCarthyism seem quaint. It's like they literally are talking about a private citizen who has nothing to do with anything.
Hunter Biden's never worked for the government.
I know.
Let him go ahead. Let him go. But you can't waste our money and time on that.
Well, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis.
$2 billion. Working in the White House.
Yeah.
In the administration.
And meanwhile, you got the oppressor sitting there telling you, looking at us coming for Donald Trump. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you look in this direction?
It does bring me back to the age-old question about Jim Jordan. Why is he gray? Why? He is also very small. Why does he look like E.T. dying in the creek?
He does.
He's very short,
yeah.
And he's very gray.
Yeah.
He's a gray color that I've never seen a human, except for E.T. when he's dying in the creek.
In the creek.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
The further he gets from being human,
spoiler alert.
The grayer
spoiler
he
alert.
Becomes.
E.T. doesn't really die in the creek.
Further spoiler alert.
Sorry. I hope I don't spoil anybody from the last 18 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, because I was just telling you guys it's my new addiction. I've never watched it before. I'm at the beginning. But Francis, you were saying streaming, it's a whole... I never watched these series when they were on because, you know, commercials and you only had a half an hour. You got to wait a week. Oh, my God. Now I can't stop. I'm up all night.
And that's what's wonderful too, because this is the thing, you because of the service you have provided for umpteen years, you've missed out on nighttime culture.
Thank you. Right? And I wanted to know why I kept being mistaken for Kate Walsh and people kept asking if I could operate on them. I just don't.
Now you know.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
And I didn't know it was Shonda Rhimes' first show. It's fantastic.
Okay, right. Now that you should have known what I was watching.
You should have come in knowledge.
I didn't know that. It's fantastic.
It's all rom-com stuffed into, you know, an hour.
Yes, yeah. Because I've watched every single rom-com movie that has ever been made. And so now I'm on series now. Yeah, I'm only on season 2.
Right.
So I don't even, yeah.
And so like,
well, you're
all
in the good stuff.
All of that's the original cast the good is time. There.
None of them have been killed yet.
Yeah.
Don't. I don't even remember that black guy's name anymore. What was his name? I am.
Oh, he's beautiful.
That guy.
The show
blew up because of him too.
It did.
I don't remember his name.
Didn't T.K. Knight leave because of him?
Wasn't it Isaiah Washington?
Yeah,
the cardiothoracic.
I've never watched an episode of this show, and I know
I never have either.
The one that's Sandra Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a spoiler alert too?
Not to anyone.
He is Sandra Oh.
Not to anyone.
All right, fine. Let's just go to Deb, the official baker of the Stephanie Miller Show in Ventura. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Steph. Hi, Mooks. Hi, Frangela. Miss you guys. Hey, I have one thing to say about the Mike Pence thing and people, even Dem, saying that he did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Can I go all Lewis Black on you for a second?
Oh, no swearing.
He only did the right thing because he had to.
Yes, yes, you're right.
He tried to do the wrong thing.
Thank you. He called everybody on this planet trying to find one person who would tell him he could do the wrong thing.
He even reached out to Dan Quayle, which you know.
It is such
Dan
a low bar.
Reach out to Dan Quayle.
It's like I didn't break the law. I mean, that's the bar now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I went all day, I believe, yesterday without breaking the law. That you're welcome.
You get
America.
Nothing for it, did
you're
you?
You're welcome.
You get nothing for it.
You should get the seat on the cabinet.
Liz Cheney should praise you for not doing anything wrong yesterday.
Yeah. I was saying, Adam Kinzinger said the most honest thing. He said, Liz Cheney and I are not courageous. We're just surrounded by cowards. Like, just because they did the right thing and supported the peaceful transfer of power, it is an amazingly low bar we have now.
And held people accountable. I mean, I love knowing that Liz Cheney on January 6th, Jim Jordan goes to try to pseudo comfort her and she smacks his hand away and is like, this is because of you.
Yes.
This is your problem.
Yeah.
And I just want to just piggyback on something Angela just said. You know, the reality is that we have these people who are sitting here going, you know what, on the other side, calling other people who didn't do what they were quote unquote supposed to do to justice. And justice is driving them out of the political sphere.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that is their political justice is that you don't get to represent or tell if you're not telling our truth, you don't get to speak anymore. You don't have a voice in this government. And that is dangerous.
Yeah.
Do we let Al Qaeda run for office? I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
It's true. It's true. This was, our domestic 9/11. Yeah. Comer?
Comer, he'll be in charge of the Oversight Committee. He's the one who chimed in there and said, can we keep it about Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Okay. January 6th. Just what's your plan to do with the January 6th investigation? It seems like
I think that's a question. I think that's a question for Kevin McCarthy. That we're focused on a lot of investigations now. I've been very transparent with the media on it. That wasn't one of them, but yes.
You know, this will be another real test for the media how they cover these bull investigations, right? As if they're credible.
Let me tell you something. Republicans need to sit out of those hearings the same way they did out of the real ones. Like anybody who's going to call themselves not a Trumpy, anti-constitutional fascist person needs to not even participate. But I'm trying. Notice how whenever they say Hunter Biden's laptop, they don't say Joe Biden. They never say his name because I didn't understand. I don't believe that Congress has a mandate to investigate private citizens.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's in their charter, but they never actually say that Joe Biden has anything to do with it. And yet we keep allowing them to talk about it.
And I know that we always we're always the good guys, but I mean, watch them turn on a dime and how very important it is to answer subpoenas. I mean, if we were going to be consistent, we just go, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently, no one has to honor a subpoena anymore.
Hold them in contempt.
So we're not, nobody's showing up.
Let's see if
Sheriff Garland
someone.
But then what you're going to see, mess around and find out, what you're going to see is that they will make sure that their subpoenas get enforced.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to see how fast Merrick Garland acts.
Yep. Dennis in
New England.
Yeah. Dennis in New England, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I was born when Harry Truman was president. So I've been watching this game for a long time. I remember the violence of the 60s. Medgar Evers was shot. Kennedy was killed. MLK was killed. Bobby Kennedy was killed. Fred Hampton was murdered by the Chicago cops. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in a really violent time. And when Roe v. Wade was reversed, I told my wife, don't worry. Joe's going to pass a statute. The women are going to come out and vote. We're going to keep the House and the Senate. Now, I belong to a coalition of veterans, and we supported a large number of folks during the election. We ran a guy, Marcus Flowers, against MPG, right? Now we're throwing all our weight. Vote Vet is throwing all our weight behind Raphael Warnock in the Georgia race.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I belong to a coalition, and coalitions are the only way we're going to be able to get this back. White folks and black folks need to start talking to each other. We live in different worlds. We can't do that.
Yeah. That's what Fridays with Frangela is all about. As you often say to your dog, shut up, we're talking to white people now.
Trying to build a community here with this bark.
A coalition. Okay. We're trying to build a coalition here.
I agree completely with that caller. You know, the reality is that we do all need to talk to each other. And here's the thing that has happened in this country. Black people understand they have an experience of white culture as the dominant culture. But that's not talking to white people. That's experiencing white culture.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just because white people feel like Fox News shows them what they think black culture is, which is people,
Herschel Walker,
and or people rioting.
By the way, someone on Twitter said every time Frangela tells a biscuit joke, an angel gets its wings.
It's true.
It's true. Okay. It's true. Because let me tell you something. They can make some biscuits.
They can.
But you know, I just
blindfolded.
But I did just hear Whoopi Goldberg talking about how long it took her to get Till made, her movie mm-hmm. about Emmett Till. But talking about why it's important is because there are people trying to actively erase our history and the history of
they're doing
racism.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't let William Barr, don't forget Bill Barr and his histories written by the winners. Don't ever get it twisted that because these people are recently saying what they should have been saying for the last 6 years, don't get over forget who they are.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. 47 minutes after the hour.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Craigs.com. It is a cool thing.
Yeah.
We've gotten so many unsolicited testimonials.
Yes.
For all the manses, the handsome romantic manses in people's lives.
Uh-huh.
They're getting a man crate for. Hundreds of totally unique gift options available now at mancrates.com. Whiskey appreciation crate. I can feel Travis salivating for it. I can't
see it. I need that.
Personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks. The Grillmaster crate. There you go. For the caveman in our group. With brass knuckle meat tenderizer, our cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Craig's packs his gift in a unique container. Watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience with that crowbar. Fantastic. Personalization is free. Every Man Craig gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now through November 21st, my listeners get an exclusive 15% off with the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com. That code is RADIO15. 15% off at mancrates.com.
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
We could tell you exactly why Bombas socks, T-shirts, and underwear are so comfortable. But we like how our customers said it. So we hired some professional voice actors to read real customer reviews.
Bum diggities on my pickies.
It's like being hugged by an angel.
I borrowed a pair for my son and didn't want to give them back. So I ordered a dozen for myself.
Better keep those somewhere safe.
I was given a pair of Bombas by my sister. Since then, there's no turning back. I only wear Bombas.
Gone are the days of my husband complaining about uncomfortable underwear. He loves these.
And we love our customers. That's why all Bombas clothing is carefully designed from soft materials, with thoughtful comfort tweaks, like making everything tagless, seamless, and perfectly smooth. Plus, since socks, T-shirts, and underwear are the three most requested clothing items in homeless shelters, every Bombas item you buy is matched by a donation to those in need. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie. That's BOMBAS.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie. Bombas.com/Stephanie, code Stephanie.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
She's always there to support our decisions. And I think, when she had the idea of supporting Liz Cheney to the committee, I thought it was a good idea. And I don't know that they were particularly close. And I'm not suggesting they're close today, but certainly they have a very positive professional relationship that I think they both value. And I know there's respect in both directions.
Nancy Pelosi is the one that released the T-Rex. She de-electrified the fence and said she doesn't want to be fed. She wants to hunt. Liz Cheney will follow Donald Trump to the gates of hell.
Yes, like, she will.
I, for one, am here for it.
That is a promise.
No, we're going to be right behind her going, there you go. Get no, you missed the spot. Liz, get that. Get that little piece over there.
You left a fingernail.
She wants the hunt. I love it.
Thank you. I wrote that. Thanks very much. Thanks. Okay.
That was good, Stephanie.
Hey, thank you.
That's better than Ava Braun.
Yeah.
Ava Braun paper towels was good.
No, it wasn't.
Carrie Lake is Ava Braun.
You know
by the way.
Let's focus on today.
I think we were calling Trump Hitler and Carrie Lake is Ava Braun. Anyway, she's announced that she has assembled the best and brightest legal team and is gathering evidence to blah, 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 whiny, sore loser.
She won't stop crying.
She went to Mar-a-Lago last night.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. To be with the other loser?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a loser's club.
Here's the Lofgren. I think, friends, what she means is Secret Service agents are liars. They're lying liars who lie. I think that's what she's trying to say.
There are still interviews going on about the Secret Service. And I'll just say this. There are inconsistencies. There are inconsistencies between testimony. There's inconsistencies. We received over a million pieces of information, finally, from the Secret Service, and some of that isn't consistent with testimony. You know, whether it's lying, whether it's faulty memory,
there we go.
You know what? It's very difficult to say at this point, but it doesn't completely square up. Let me just say that.
Yes.
That's you can't square that circle. So you can't square that circle with what they saying. Well, you saying that you trying to make it? You're trying to make it make sense, but it don't make sense, girl.
Like me in those last pair of jeans, trying to squeeze it in, trying to work together.
Right.
But there's a place where you're asking too much of Spanx.
There were inconsistencies.
There are inconsistencies between my booty and the size of the jeans. It's an it's not that I don't remember my size. It's not that I'm lying. I just don't remember. I don't recall.
Right.
Here's going to be the fun thing about the next 2 years. It's going to be the biggest bag of rats ever. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Big bag of rats. Noted insurrectionist Andy Biggs.
Yes. Please and thank you.
Right. He said, I cannot vote for Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker. I do not believe he will ever get to the 218 votes, and I refuse to assist him in his effort to get those votes. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats.
And I think he's right. Everybody should run their own speaker, and they should all have their own speaker go up to that podium. You should. Why have one speaker when you can have 17?
Bill in Jersey with a thought on that. Yes, Bill, you're on with Frangela.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I love you guys and gals.
Thank you.
Hey, I was just thinking, though, Melania better divorce Trump immediately before he loses all his money and she ends up buried under the windmill in a miniature golf course.
At the putt-putt. She won't even get a real golf course.
Yeah.
you'll be able to do a bank shot off her nastiness. I think that another... As far as this Congress is going, I thought they were going to elect Trump to run the House and become speaker.
Yes, what happened to that?
Too much work
Trump,
for him.
Trump, Speaker of the House. He can do it from jail. Nancy in Virginia, you get to close us out. Hi, Nance.
Hey, how are you? You know how you just discovered this great new technology about streaming things?
Yes.
Well, I found out I could watch Stephanie Miller when I was sitting in my hotel in Bangkok the other day and when I was down south on the beach, even at a beach bungalow. You know, you're global, sweetie.
Oh, my God.
Global.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't know this.
You.
I didn't know technology.
One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Right?
That's right.
I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.